know, if you lived and died and you'd never had seen Katharine Crewman, you wouldn't have missed a thing. So sit down. God bless you. Oh! You know, I had a very great privilege from Fundas for Businessmen to invite me to be one of their guest speakers. I've been with these businessmen a long time. It's been years, hasn't it? Several years I've been with you. And it still proves that the men need the women. But just thanks. Everybody's talking about the hour, of course, in which we're living. The uncertainty of the future is on the lips of men and women everywhere. I don't care where you go. West Coast, East Coast. I don't care where you are, you go to the world. I don't know whether the man, whether he be a politician or just the businessman or the man on the street. I don't care who the person is. On his lips and in his mind is the uncertainty of the future. If you really want to know what the future holds, then, my friend, turn to the Word of God. It's all in the Word. We're the place where the world is standing on the threshold of the greatest suffering it has ever known. The Bible speaks of it as not only troubles, but tribulation. Tribulation the world has never known, no generation has ever known the suffering, the tribulation that's just in the future. It's happening that quickly. Nations are as men on a chessboard. This is the hour when God has described it as having hooks in the jaws of the nation. There's no greater, really great world ruler on the scene. But if you want to know how the nations are going to shape up for that last and grand and fatal battle, all you have to do is to read the 38th chapter of the book of the Revelation. It's all there. It is no secret. If some of you reported you want a real scoop, start reading the Bible. It's there. The whole thing is there. And this generation shall not pass away until all these things be fulfilled. I'm not a seer, I'm not a prophetess, but I believe the Word of God. And I stake my very life on it. It's dark out there. The only restraining force that's left in the world today for good is the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the only restraining power there is. I don't want to be here 1 5 minutes. That's what the Holy Spirit has been taking up. I tell you, my brethren, I wouldn't want to be here 1 5 minutes after the Holy Ghost has been taken out. He is the only restraining force in this world today. All the forces of hell are loose. And think what it's going to be like when the Holy Spirit is taken out. When Jesus Christ came to this earth in the form of flesh, he spake everything. Of this mighty third person, the Trinity. I mean everything. Because he knew he would be as much man as though he were not God. He knew he would stand face to face with temptation. He knew the hour would come when he'd stand face to face with the evil one, the devil. And before he went away, the very last thing that he did, he made provision that you and I should not be defeated on a single score. If you're a part of this great body of believers, you do not have to go down in defeat for one split second. I do not have to go down in defeat for one split second. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus in this great auditorium. Greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world.
Hallelujah.
Know what it means?
Do you know that wonderful fellowship of the Holy Spirit? Do you really know what it means? All I know is that great ecstasy of being filled with the Holy Spirit. I know we're in a great charismatic world convention here today. You'll have great moments of ecstasy, and there'll never be a greater experience of emotion in your life than when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's marvelous. But my friend, do you know the experience of having yielded your will to the will of the Father? Not some of self and some of thee, but none of self in all of me. I feel that glorious anointing of the Holy Ghost, that provision that he has made for every one of his children. When you take the most ordinary, he doesn't ask for golden vessels, he doesn't ask for silver vessels, he asks for yielded vessels. And he'll take the most ordinary person. I don't care who that one might be. He'll give you a wisdom beyond the wisdom of man's understanding. He'll give you a courage He'll give you power where you feel you can stand alone, arrayed against all the forces of hell. And you stand there strengthened, and you feel like a giant, not to be called in your own strength, because you're drawing on unseen resources. I haven't been speaking to you about something that's imaginary. I've been speaking to you about something that's the most real thing that can happen to any individual. You wonder why this great coming out among the Catholics, the Protestants, they're coming out in non-believers. They're coming out from every nation. Something is happening. Something is happening. I pray that before this great convention is over with, you'll come to the full revelation that something is happening. Something glorious is happening, and all the forces of the hell will not be able to stop it. I don't care what your unbelief may be. I don't care what your theology may be. I want to go on record as saying to you, all the forces of hell will not stop this great outpouring of the Holy Ghost.